Yes. Hello, this is Brother Wilmer here this morning again. I greet you all in the name of Jesus here this morning. Looking into the devotional again here this morning, this week. Taking another look here this morning at Isaiah 61:1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, and has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for the mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Yes, taking another look at this, these three verses here this morning, I'd like to take a little bit of a look here this morning at the opening of the prison of them that are bound. You know, these three verses pointed towards Jesus back in Isaiah's time, and in Luke 4, Jesus applied them to himself. And the question comes to us all, should these verses be applied to our lives? Just a few things here that I would like to point out here this morning, which might answer that question. If we go in, there are several places that I'd like to read here this morning, just to encourage us all in this area. In Isaiah 42:3-42:7, a bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he has set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, that which cometh of it out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee into righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will help thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. In John 8:32-36, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Acts 26:14-18. Here it speaks about Paul when he was, I guess we could say, confronted by Jesus on his way to Damascus. And here's what Jesus had to say to Paul. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, and saying in Hebrew tongues, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes, and to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive forgiveness of sins, and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me, meaning Jesus. Another place here in Romans 6:16-22. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that from a doctrine, that from doctrine which was delivered unto you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Now in Timothy, in 2 Timothy 2:24-26. I believe he speaks very clearly here in how these verses should apply to us. And the servant of the Lord. Question is, are we the servant of the Lord? Praise the Lord, we can be the servant of the Lord, free from sin. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God preadventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. I found these verses very interesting and inspiring. Yes, I believe the Lord wants us to apply these verses to ourselves. And I do believe that in this day, we being little Christ Christians, we can apply these verses to our lives. May the Lord bless you today as you apply these verses to your lives, and that there may be a ray of hope about you and about us as we go forth today. God bless you all.